الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's class will be on just one surah or one chapter in Quran, which is the 103rd chapter, and it's called Asr, A-S-R, Asr. And so you all can turn to that and follow along with me while we go through it. I'm going to talk a little bit about it, and also a little bit of the tafsir. Tafsir is as T-A-F-S-I-R. It's more like the explanation of what the particular verses are saying. And so I'm going to give you a rough translation of it. And so it starts off with A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim wal asr. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And so what it's saying is, it's saying, well, Asr, meaning by Asr. And then it goes to the next one. It says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, let me go forward. And it says, verily, man is in a loss. What also? In the ladina kursi. Or in the ladina amanu wa amanu sori hati wat was sol bin hati wat was sol bin sabr. And basically, what it's saying is, by al asr, verily, man is in loss, except those who believe and do righteous deeds, and recommend one another to truth, and recommend one another to patience. Very short, basically three verses, but very powerful in terms of its direction of what we should and should not be doing as mankind. And so it basically is talking about here about you're talking about directing mankind, mankind movement. You're talking about we are the children of Adam. Whether we do good or do bad, it's directing us towards really to do the good. But we do both. We do bad, children of Adam. They do bad things and also do good deeds and bad deeds. And so we all are the children of Adam. And so Adam, of course, Adam and Eve, we're talking about Adam was the first man created, or human being created. Then later on, Allah created Hawa, or Eve, as some people call her, as his mate. And then it had many mates. It started with single male and single female. And then we had many children after them. And we all descend from Adam, which is the first human being. And his wife was the first man. And his wife was the first woman. And so here we're talking about Allah giving us direction in terms of and to encouraging us to do what? Encouraging us that they do not do evil or encourage others to evil. This is one of the things that we do not do. There's a lot of people around us that they are evil, and also they do evil upon other people and encourage others to do evil. And you all know what I'm talking about. No matter where you are in the world, this particular phenomenon happens all over the world, where you have an evil person, then encourage others to evil towards other people, or encourage others to be evil or do evil things. Or they do evil things in the name of that person that they follow. You have some people that do good deeds and some people that do bad deeds. And so we have this kind of thing going on. And so I want us to keep in mind, but this thing is going on all around us wherever we are. And you could probably think about right now how many people around you, leadership or non-leaders, that they do evil things. And they do evil towards people and encourage people to do evil. I give you a lot of examples, but I try as much as possible not to point fingers at different areas of the world. Because you all know what I'm talking about, because it's happening all over the world. It's not unique to one country or to one person. Or we have in the United States, we have different states and cities and counties. And you have to probably have the same kind of thing, different tribes and all, where you all live. And so they do evil things. During the time of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, people did evil things. When he met with the people, he gathered the people, trusted him. They called him El Amin. They trusted the man. And so he gathered, who he was talking about Islam to the people. And then he gathered the people together, and they came. It's like persons you know in your society that if they spoke or asked people to gather, they will come to it. They will come to hear, what does this person have to say? And of course, Prophet Muhammad was much greater than all of these people, that people that died or people that are living now or people that may be living in the future. And Allah knows best. So he gathered the people together and tell the people about Islam, about worshiping Allah, about staying away from evil things. And even his own uncle, Lahab, he said, the father of flame, he said bad things about the prophet because they thought he was going to talk about one thing. He started talking, inviting people to this new way, which is Islam. And he basically was saying, he and his wife, his aunt, basically saying, don't listen to this man. This man is crazy. And that was his blood uncle. It was the brother of his father that said, don't listen to this man. This man is crazy. This man is his Majnun. He's crazy. He's an evil man. They call him a sorcerer, a magician. They call him all kinds of names, all kinds of names except the prophet of Allah. And he did the same thing for other prophets. When you start reading about other prophets, they basically did the same thing to them. When they start promoting their way of life, coming back to Allah and warning the people and gathering the people and warning them. And of course the people, they did not listen, and they started calling them all kinds of names and discouraging people from obeying Allah and following these people who are only guiding them aright. He wasn't asked for anything or any money from them, like all the prophets before. I'm not asking anything from you. I'm not asking for power or anything like that from you. I just want to invite you to worship Allah the way you're supposed to worship Allah. Because the message of the prophet, may peace be upon him, his message was so powerful. After a while, the people of the Quraysh, the leaders of Quraysh, they said, you know, hey, this man is getting to the people. People are starting to listen to him. He's starting to get a bigger crowd of people to listen to him. So what are we going to do about it? And so they decided, because that's how they work and how they move and how they get their authority, is that they went and they went to him and said, look, you know, we're going to give you any woman you want or women you want in this land. Whatever, what amount of money do you want? What power do you want? Position do you want? So that you can stop talking about this Islam to the people. And so he said, you know, hey, look, and you put the sun in one hand, the right hand, and put the moon in my left hand, I still would not. You give me like the universe, I still would not promoting this Islam to the people. So of course they start doing other evil towards him and his followers. But this is what they did. They saw his power was growing, and he was looking for power, authority amongst the people. He was looking for, because they offered authority and power and position and money and women. He offered them all those things to the Prophet Muhammad, but he didn't want those things. That wasn't his purpose. And so same thing may be going on with people now here all over the world with Islam. They see that the power of Islam and the beauty of Islam, and more people are gathering and becoming Muslim because we're telling people about what Islam is and what Islam is not. The truth of Islam, that's it, no more than that. We're not encouraging people to embrace Islam at all. We're just going to tell you about Islam, and you make the decision to embrace Islam or not to embrace Islam. That is your choice. At least these classes that I'm presenting to you, that's all that I'm doing. I'm just presenting to you what Islam is and what Islam is not. I've used some basic information about Islam. Also, from time to time, I'll talk about current events and Islamic perspective and position on those particular current events, so you can know the difference. So you understand the difference. So that people come to you and they try to talk to you about what Islam is and what Islam is not, and then you can tell them, no. I'm not in the Imam Amin's class, and this is what he said about Islam, and the place I can go to find the information and the proof of what he's talking about when he's talking about Islam. I try as much as possible to present my sources as much as possible. Right now, I'll be going through the 103rd verse, 103rd chapter of the Quran. And everyone should have a copy of the Quran. And then I'm just kind of just giving tafsir explanation of these verses. And different scholars may say different things pertaining to the verse. I'm not saying it's absolute. I'm just giving you just a general basic understanding of what this verse is all about. This verse focuses a lot of this particular chapter, I'm sorry, on these verses I'll talk about. And I'm trying to give you verse by verse, only three verses. Verse by verse, and explain to you what they mean, and also what some of the scholars say regarding what they mean. And so basically we're talking about verily man is in a loss, except those who do righteous deeds. We talk about many of the lost ones are the ones who are evil. They promote evil. They are evil towards the people. There was one of the scholars, Imam Malik. He was a great scholar in Islam, and mostly out of Medina. And so the one who was the leader at the time, he told him, he said, look, I want you to tell the men to give bayah, to give an oath to me, to say, we are with him. We are with this leader. Okay, and so a vow to the leader, or even bow to the leader, and say, yes, that's our leader, because the men were the head of the households, and basically you get these men to do that, then of course you get the family to do the same and follow this man. And so he said that to this great scholar in Islam in Medina. And so the scholar said, he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to tell the people to say allegiance to you. No matter what you do, that they're going to follow you. You are their leader. He didn't get the position or get people to follow him because they respected him. He was trying to force people to follow him. And so the scholars say, no, I'm not going to do that. And so the leader himself didn't do anything. But one of his followers, they did something to this particular scholar. And what they did is they broke his collarbone till he could not lift up his arms. Because usually in prayer, we put our right hand over our left hand, and when we stand before Allah and we pray. And so this particular scholar, after he broke his collarbone, he could not raise up his hands. And so a lot of times he would pray with his hands down to his side. And mainly because his collarbone was broken by this person who followed the leader, or the person did not obey the leader, so they did something to him. And so maybe the leader himself, maybe what he said, perhaps what he said was evil and was not good. Get these people to follow me, or I left something out. And if the men, I'm sorry I left this part out, and if the men do not vow to follow this leader, the leader would make it that the men would divorce their wives. I forgot the lead. I left that part out. Sorry. And so it wasn't just him telling the people to follow this man, also to tell the people, look, men, if you don't follow this man, you have to divorce your wives. You break up the family. That's what he did. And so he said, no, I'm not going to do that. And so because of that, the man broke his collarbone, and that was it. So he did this evil thing. The evil that the leader said to do, which means to get the man to follow me, and also if he doesn't do that, he's going to have to divorce his wife. No other reason but you're not going to follow me, you have to divorce your wife. And the scholar, of course, said, I'm not going to do that. And so when the people who was follower of him got angry with the leader, and then he broke the scholar's collarbone. And so let me move on, so I think you all pretty much understand that. Because sometimes you may have the situation where people may take away something from the people, and then the people, of course, begin to follow them. You take something away from the people to kind of get the people in line. You may deny the people food or fuel or electricity or water or medical supplies or whatever you're going to deny the people to get them in line to follow you, to do what you say, tell them to do. Because you have control over those things, and so you, of course, tell people we're not going to give you these things because we have control of you. That's very upsetting, and it's very evil for a person to do that. Or you take people from their land, or take the land from people, take people from their land and enslave the people, and then indoctrinate the people to how you think they should be, how they should obey you, and that your heaven is in the next life, but right now you are enslaved to us. You do what we tell you to do. We are your master. We are going to pay you anything for hundreds of years. And so we are the ones going to tell you what to do. You're going to farm our lands, pick our cotton, pick our tobacco, and do whatever we want, and we're going to have our way with you. And so you have that kind of evil that existed in the land, and maybe exists today. I don't know, because some people get people to work for them and say, you cannot do anything. I might pay you, I might not pay you. Or I'm going to abuse you. I'm going to take your passport. I'm going to do a lot of evil things towards you. And you all know what I'm talking about. And don't be there with your mouth open like, what is this man talking about? I don't know what he's talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You can read it for yourself. You can look it up for yourself. Research for yourself how people treat other people. And that's what it is. Those in power treat those who are not in power. Those who have the weapons treat the ones that do not have an equal amount of weapons. We see that all over the world where you have the people with the weaponry, with the power, and then they go and may attack a country or a group of people or a tribe, and just take over those people and take the land from the people and do whatever they want with the women and hurt the women and hurt the children and hurt the elderly. And so we know that kind of evil exists in the world, and we know this for sure it exists. It existed back then, the time of the prophet. It exists now, and Lord knows best, it may exist later or tomorrow and in the future. And so this is not anything that is new to anyone. Also, we have to keep in mind, when you're talking about evil, you're talking about you kill people with absolutely no remorse and not feeling sorry for about taking a person's life. And I mentioned to you before is that Islamically, that you take a life of one person as if you're taking a life of all people. Or on the other hand, if you save the life of one person, as if you saved the life of all of humanity, of all people. And so people just kill people with no problem. And so what they do, and you all know the formula, they dehumanize the people. They make them less than human. Or maybe even less than animals. So when I kill them, it's okay. These people are your enemy, or our enemy, and we're going to kill them. The people are less than human beings, and then we're going to kill them. They're like insects. They're like cockroaches, whatever you want to call them. They're less than any animal. And so when I kill them, I'm just ridding the world of something that is foul and is going to bring about diseases to the other people. And it's not good for the other people around or for the rest of the world. And so you all know the methodology that people use. They excuse and dehumanize people because we're human, all of us. We're all born human, but you want to make the person or the group of people, even the children that come through the mother, they're less than human beings. I could do whatever I want to them or with them because they're not even human beings, and I could go and slaughter them if I want to. And so that's the evil that exists in the world, but us who are the good people, that we prevent the evil from spreading in the world. We say something about it. We do something about it. At least hate it in our heart. As the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, if you see a wrong being done, you change it with your hands. And if you're not able to do that, then you say something with your mouth. And you're not able to do that, then you at least hate it in your heart. Maybe some people don't even hate it in their hearts. It's okay. I'm gonna turn my head. I'm gonna put my head and my face in the ground like it doesn't exist. I'll shut my eyes and I'll put a hand over my mouth. I'll cover my ears so I won't see it, hear it, or say anything about it. And this is not good, because the only way that evil spreads in the world is that good people don't say anything about it. And you allow the evil to spread throughout the world. Historically, look for yourself. Historically, this is a process, and this is what happened. Look at it. Man kind of has a pattern that he dehumanizes a set of human beings, or the color of their skin, or the way they look, or anything like that, and make them less than human, and then go ahead and attack them with the support of others. Yeah, let's do that to those people. They are savages. They are no good. They're wretched, whatever, to the world. And don't think you're getting away with anything because you do these things to the people, because you're going to be held accountable for what you do or what you say. Because on the day of judgment, I mentioned to you all before, that our eyes are going to say what we saw without having any control over our eyes. What we heard with our ears is going to speak for or against us. Hands for or against us. Feet for or against us. Mouth for or against us. So you're not getting away with anything. You think you're getting away with it right now? Okay. It's being written down. No one sees me, because Allah can see the black ant sitting on a black rock on a black night. This is easy for Allah. And all these things are written down in your book. Angel your right shoulder writing down your good deeds, and the angel on your left shoulder writing down your bad deeds, keeping track until you die. Then the And then after that, the pin is lifted. When a person is asleep, the pin is lifted. When a person has not reached age of puberty, the pin is lifted. If the person has some mental health issues, the pin is lifted for those people. But, and they had other people too, but for the people who are saying, okay, not sick, anything like that, the angels are writing. Even what I'm saying right now, the angel on my right or left shoulder are writing down what the good that I'm saying or the bad that I'm saying. So you're not getting away with anything. When you hurt that individual, you're evil towards that individual, you're not getting away with anything. You think that you are, but you are not. You're really following along with the company line or what everyone is doing. I'm going to do the same thing. You don't have to do that. You don't have to follow the way and the evil of other people. You do not have to do that at all. You can go in the opposite direction of that. So I just want to also mention to you all, of course, the hurt of women and children, and also I mentioned the powerful oppressing the ones who are powerless. And so we have to be very, very careful about that. We have to make sure that we stand up for justice. So you're talking about here, except those who believe and do righteous deeds, meaning stand up for justice, or stand up against injustice, and also willing to stand up against, for good people, stand up against evil. We must be part of that crowd of people. And if you say, no, I'm not one to stand up or anything like that, I'm introvert, but you can write, then you write. You write about it. You probably might be on social media all the time, so you write about it. Or you say something about it. At least to have the lesson in your heart about in your, hate something in your heart. Okay, you hate it in your heart, that's fine. You don't like it, okay, that's fine. It's okay from Islamic perspective. Change with your hand, say something with your mouth, or hate it in your heart. So at least do one of those three things. Also, you must keep in mind, we take care of those that are in need. And we have to always make sure that we take care of the people that are in need and do righteous deeds. That's very helpful, and don't look down on the people because they are in need or they need you to help them. Then you help them. One day you may be the one that need the help. And we also are the ones and that it mentioned what the soul bilhaqa. And so we talk about here and recommend one another to the truth, and that we perform the obedience to Allah and avoid forbidden things. We obey Allah and stay away from forbidden things. This is what we do. Allah says to do this, we do it. Allah says not to do this, we don't do it. It's just a very, very simple thing that I'm mentioning to my students to do. We stay away from bad acts and we do things that are good. This is what we must keep in mind. So we are very patient. Allah with those who are patient. And so we are very patient person. We may have something going on. Something bad may be happening. Okay, inshallah, we pray to Allah and ask Allah, help me, aware of my situation. Help me out this situation. Don't be afraid to go to Allah. Allah said, you want help? Ask Him. Ask of Allah. And He will help you. He will help you. It may not be when you want it, but Allah is always right on time. So I want you all, please, my beautiful students, to understand that just read this particular surah again, or the chapter again, Surah Asr, A-S-R, about mankind lost, those who are doing evil deeds, they're lost. Encourage others to do evil, they are lost. And then except for certain people and those who obey Allah, then do righteous deeds, and recommend one another to truth, and recommend one another to being patient. Those are the exception to men or man or humankind that are lost. Otherwise, for the most part, men are human beings are lost. You want not to be lost, then you get on Sirata Mustaqim, on that straight path towards Allah. So at this point, I'm going to end, my beautiful students. You have been attending Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.